Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Folk Show. I'm Cleo, and I'll be playing 2 more hours of great folk music for you. We'll hear Katie Curtis, Joe Crookston, Curtis and Loretta, and lots of others. To start it off, here's Alash with a throat-singing song from southern Siberia, Bashtakla Deshmeni Kanchar.
Hello, Joni, this is me. Say, I found that recipe for orange cocoa cakes. Oh, Joni, get a pencil quick, because can you believe I'm by myself? Al's at work, the kids are out, they're playing house. All three of them, they're all out on the deck. 1/2 cup of sweetened cocoa, 1/2 cup of boiling water, 1/4 cup of butter, and 1/4 cup of shortening, 2 cups sugar, 1/8 teaspoon salt, teaspoon of vanilla, 1 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Excuse me just a sec. Dave, dear, I'm right over here. company. Are you having fun? Don't get too much sun. Please excuse me while I talk to Joni. Two eggs, Joni, David, David, crackers, dear nut, malted milk balls in the cupboard. Joni, one cup buttermilk or sour milk. 1 3/4 cups unsifted ring bologna in the fridge. Unsifted general purpose, David, did you really check? 1 3/4 cups unsifted general purpose flour, Joni, there I finally got it out. Okay, David, malted milk balls, only 5 3/4 teaspoon grated orange peel, 1/4 teaspoon orange extract. Uh-oh, excuse me just a sec. Liz, Ben, I'm here in the den. Would you like some crackers and bologna? Are you having fun? Don't get too much sun. Please excuse me while I talk to Joni. Joni, 1 1/8 teaspoon of Lizzie. What's the matter, dear? Baking soda, Joni. Lizzie, don't hit Benji. That's uncalled for. That's okay, then, Joni. 1 more tablespoon of buttermilk or sour milk. Oh, come here, Liz. What's that on your neck? Now don't worry, Liz, it's only one real tiny tick. Someone, David, go and get the tweezers. Joni, maybe in the bathroom. Joni, maybe we should bend, don't cry. Have 1 more malted milk ball. Lizzie, Mom will be right there. Excuse me just a sec. Really gotta go, Joan, see about a tick board. Joni, have a party with the neighborhood kids. And Lizzie has to get to an appointment at 11. And I'm taking David too because he has to buy a costume. He's in a play tomorrow over at the shul. Isn't it tomorrow? Benji, Benji, where'd you go? If it isn't, Ben, remind me, what's your costume for tomorrow? I remember now, a hamantash. Lizzie can't go, there's a party in the park for all the people with pets. Well, you know she's gotta go to that. And then we'll have to take her and the kitty and the Chevy. After that, we'll have to eat dinner over at the big boy. Gotta go, Joan, by the way, did you ever reconsider getting married, having children of your own? Turn the television down, your mother's on the telephone. Call you back, Joan Toodaloo.
Cindy May, may I take you out tonight? Oh, she's one of a kind, this girl I love so dear, who could break the heart of any man. If I could get a change just to walk her down the aisle, I'd join Cindy May hand in hand. Cindy may I take you out tonight? Take your hand and love the morning light. Whisper sweet words to you, oh how I love you too. Cindy may I take you out tonight? Take your hand and love the morning light. Whisper sweet words to you, oh how I love you too. Cindy may I take you out tonight. Cindy may I take you out tonight.
Cindy May by the Crow Brothers, following Sandy Cash singing Orange Cocoa Cake, and the Roger Walters Trolley by John Danley. Thanks for listening to The Folk Show on WPSU. This is your public radio station, WPSU, heard in Dubois at 92.1 and in Tipton at 91.5. The Nashville Bluegrass Band will headline the Grange Fair Entertainment tonight at the Grandstand. Their performance at the 140-year-old fair is at 8 p.m. For more information about this and other live folk music events, visit wpsu.org/folk. Mike Cross will sing Michael the Mason soon, but first, here's Ain't I a Woman by Darlene.
This here is a true story about a woman called Sojourner Truth. She lived in the 1800s in America. You can read about her in your history books. Anyway, one Sunday afternoon, they were having a church meeting discussing women's place in the church, more specifically, women's silence in the church. And this one particular Sunday afternoon, Sojourner Truth decided that she'd just kick a little butt. Where there is so much racket, there must be something out of kilter. That's what Sojourner Truth said as she rose to the lectern. She was a 6 foot tall black woman in a church full of white faces, a 65 year old preacher, but she still looked out of place. You see, it was 1852 in a church in Akron, Ohio, and conventional women's rights was a pretty radical idea. But then she sat quiet through the first day, half of the next day, listening to what the other preachers had to say. And one of them said that women were less because God made Christ a man, whatever that meant. And one of them said that women were less because even Jordan Apple ever ran now and then, now and then. And the other one said that women were less because they are so helpless, because they are so weak. Weak? Well, Sojourner Truth had heard quite enough of that bull. So rising and rolling up her sleeves, she addressed the crowd. And this is what she said. That man over there says that women have to be lifted into carriages and helped over puddles and given the best place everywhere. Well, ain't I a woman? Nobody's ever lifted me into a carriage, helped me over a puddle, or given me the best place anywhere. All this talk you church folks are doing about your Jesus. Tell me, where did your Jesus come from? It came from God and a woman. A man had nothing to do with that. Well, I can work and eat as much as any man, and I can get and I can bear the lashes well. Ooh, ain't I a woman? I've borne 13 children and seen most of them sold into slavery. Ain't I a woman? 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 Ain't I a woman?
Stone, built walkways and walls for the town's finer homes. Early each morning he'd get to the job, and for 5 or 10 minutes just stare at those rocks. He'd say, "See those stones in that pile on the ground? There's some broken figure in there to be found. If you look close enough, you can see what they'll make. they're fit together and properly shaped. Michael the Mason, a hard-working man, rough chiseled features and strong weathered hands, dirty and sweaty and mostly alone, but he sculpted those stones like an old Michelangelo. He once was a preacher, I heard someone say, but lost his position when he went astray. When I asked him about it, he looked at the wall, said God does his work through the hands of us all. Michael the Mason, a hard-working man, rough chiseled features and strong weathered hands, dirty and sweaty and mostly alone, but he sculpted those stones like an old Michelangelo. Michael believed when the world first began, the earth was a pebble in God's mighty hand. But it all came apart with the falling of man. Now we piece it together the best that we can. Michael the Mason, a hard-working man, rough chiseled features, strong weathered hands, dirty and sweaty and mostly alone, but he sculpted those stones like an old Michelangelo. Yes, he sculpted those stones like an old Michelangelo.
That was Daniel and Amy Carwile with Cole's Waltz, Trinity Jig, The Mole of Kintyre, and St. James Gate. This is the Folk Show on WPSU, and I'm Cleo. Thanks so much for listening. This is Public Radio WPSU-FM, heard at 91.5 in Bowlesburg and 90.1 in Mount Jewett. Support for the music comes from your membership in WPSU and from the Central PA Visitors Bureau and Center County Commissioners, supporting Afrobeat musician Shihun Kudi at the State Theater Tuesday, September 9th, thestatetheater.org. And Caparella Furniture, with showrooms in Bellefonte and Lewistown. Information on Thomasville Bassett and Flex Steel available at 355-4857. And in your weather, today there are intermittent rains with highs near 70, and tonight it will be cloudy with showers likely and lows around 60. Tomorrow we'll have some morning fog, and then it will become sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s. We'll hear New Flowers by Katie Curtis coming up, right after Tom Chapin singing One and One Makes One.
So fast, so far to fall, after all the talk, we didn't think at all, we just fell in a rush of emotion. Now we're lost in an ocean halfway between lovers and castaways. I ain't gonna worry no more. Nothing that needs to be done. I'm not gonna fight. I'm not gonna run. Nothing new under the sun. Except one and one makes one. I don't know how to keep them apart, how to separate head from heart. I don't know. I don't even want to. How do you hold on to yourself when you fall into someone else? I ain't gonna worry no more. Nothing that needs to be done. I'm not gonna fight. Not gonna run. Nothing new under the sun. Except one and one makes one. I see you as the wild wind blows through your hair. You made this song a prayer. You made me surrender. You taught me the tender and true. Now I'm losing myself in you. I ain't gonna worry no more. Nothing that needs to be done. I'm not gonna fight. Not gonna run. Nothing new under the sun. Except one and one makes one. One and one. They said it could not be done. But I know one and one makes one.
Ago. look how long it took to grow. My old friends had kids right out of high school, while I watched for the signs on the road. Look how long it takes to grow. Guess I've been a lot of places, trying to get all of my prizes. Now they don't mean so much anymore. What does my sunshine for? I got two reasons more. Strong, it makes your heart. My backyard is filling up with new flowers. I can't seem to get anything done. Hanging out all day with the littlest one. I guess I've been a lot of places, trying. What is my sunshine for? I got two reasons more. Everybody used to tell us children change everything, but that's not exactly what is happening. It's not a curse or a cure. A better world for my two reasons for two kids I adore.
Thank you. May there always be me. Sometimes I'm down, trouble will bury me down. But still my soul feels heavenly bound, trouble will bury me down. Bore me, bore me, trouble will bury me down. Bore me, bore me, trouble will bury me down. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna drop, trouble will bury me down. But I'm thankful that I do not stop, trouble will bury me down. Bore me, bore me, trouble will bury me down. Bore me, bore me, trouble will bury me down. One more time.
Joe Crookston with Poor Me on The Folk Show on WPSU. Before that, we heard Tom Adler, David Morgulin, Jim Mullaney, and Rob Pinnell playing Nothing Special and Hominids and Canines. Thanks for listening. A bluegrass jam session will be held Tuesday, August 26th at the Pine Hall Lutheran Church in State College from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Beginners and listeners are welcome. For more information about this and other live folk music events, visit wpsu.org/folk. Merlin's Lament by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer is coming up soon, but first here's Beth Amsel with Lonely Deep.
Slip out of your shoes, close and lock the door behind you. Sit with me while I sleep, follow me down into dissension through this hollow, lonely deep. And I pick my poisons, well, don't I? Know the difference between the darkness and a long night's journey and a hill. And the strength you try to keep doesn't follow you down into dissension through this hollow, lonely eddy. So sweet, just like I knew it would. Tastes better than I remember. What a, oh my God, it's a live ember burning down my house and my bed. It's a match lit in the darkness of this coal mine, but the canary is dead in a oil. In the light it looks just the same. 10 years older now, but nothing's really changed. And the things you always crave, well, they follow you down into dissension through this hello. And though you beg to differ, you're still a slave to follow. And though you'd rather kill this aching and need, still you hold your breath, you dive right in to this lonely.
Stone in a house at the end of the lane. An old man weeps in his door alone, and he sings out this mournful refrain. She will not come back, she will not come back, though the mountains fall down to the sea, and the sky burns to cinders, and the rivers run black, she will not come back to me. No lightning reed from his books of lore, and the staff in the corner, no fire, and the crystal ball, always bright before, as gray as the dust of desire. She will not come back, she will not come back, though we call on the powers that be. They will cipher this message in his cold zodiac. She will not come back, she will not come back, she will not come back to me. Joy, my love, was a dance in spring, and life was the touch of her lips, and a brook ran mad to my cave downstream from the miracle hills of her hips. She will not come back, she will not come back, though the stars hang their tears in the trees, and tireless Orion lies spent in his tracks. She will not come back, she will not come back, she will not come back to me. She will not come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
That was Karen Dahlstrom singing Starling, following Gypsy Laurie with Curtis and Loretta. Gypsy Laurie by Curtis and Loretta. Thanks for listening to The Folk Show on WPSU with me, Cleo, this afternoon.
Next time from Living on Earth, science is starting to understand the strange ways some sea creatures detect noises in the ocean.
The best way to kind of think about how squid detect sound is to kind of think about fruit in Jell-O. The squid being the fruit and the Jell-O being the water column.
I'm Steve Curwood. We'll have vibrating squid and more next time on Living on Earth from PRI.
Sunday morning at 10 here on WPSU. In your weather, today there are intermittent rain showers with highs near 70, and tonight it will be cloudy with showers likely and lows around 60. Tomorrow, we'll have some morning fog, and then it will become sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania, an outreach service of Penn State.